This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi in a short while. The five-day event is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 began in the national capital today. It is the first ever global artificial intelligence summit to be hosted in the global south. The five-day summit positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event, including presidents of France, Brazil, Spain, Switzerland and Sri Lanka, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Prime Ministers of the Netherlands, Mauritius and Bhutan. On commencement of the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said, India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. He urged everyone to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust between the institutions.
All of us will have to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust rather than belittling it, reducing it, creating that breakup between different institutions without creating the alternative. There will have to be a technical and legal solution. I have interacted with ministers from more than 20 countries on this. Every one of them believes that time has come when the society has to look at it with a fresh, in a totally new way. The construct of freedom of speech has to be with responsibility on the person who is speaking.
Addressing the AI for Education session, Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasad said that organizing AI Impact Summit in India is a matter of great pride. Union Health and Family Welfare Ministry hosted a high-level panel discussion on the theme, Scaling AI for Public Health Impact, Public-Private Partnership at the Summit. Taking part in the event, UNICEF representative to India, Cynthia McCaffrey, called for safe and inclusive AI for children. Several thematic pavilions have been set up at the India AI Impact Summit, creating an immersive platform to showcase innovation, policy direction, and real-world applications of artificial intelligence across sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that indigenous development of critical technologies is essential to ensure national security and strategic autonomy. The minister stated this while interacting with the scientists and officials at the Gas Turbine Research Establishment of the Defence Research and Development Organization in Bengaluru today. India's wholesale inflation showed a moderate rise in January this year. According to data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the annual rate of inflation based on the wholesale price index, WPI, stood at 1.81% in the previous month. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, witnessed a strong rally today. The Sensex climbed 650 points to close at 83,277. The Nifty also added 211 points to settle at 25,682. In men's T20 cricket World Cup, Afghanistan defeated United Arab Emirates by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Delhi this afternoon. Another Group C clash between England and Italy is underway in Kolkata. Group B clash between Australia and host Sri Lanka will be held at Pallakkale from 7 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.